You know, I feel like a lot of people in Denver were sounding the alarm bells trying to help Cardinals fans at the time Mike McCoy was hired.
Really?
And let me be clear, I wanted James Betcher as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and one of the major reasons why was because he was bringing Mike McCoy.
Yes.
So I don't have any ground to stand on at all. I was thinking, I want an experienced head coach in here to run an offense with a new quarterback.
Yes.
And clearly, I was dead wrong on wanting Mike McCoy. It did not work out. Whether it's McCoy's fault, the player's fault, doesn't matter. This is where we are. And it brings up a good opportunity to go to Denver and find out, okay, what just happened? Darren McKee has called in to the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. He's the co-host of The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Darren, first of all, good morning. Second of all, do you see similarities to what Denver Bronco fans experienced last year with this offense? Should we have known as a fan base?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you should have known. The similarities were stunning. You know, you have a first-year head coach, and you bring in Mike McCoy to run the show.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you anything. If you ask around in the Cardinals facility, they'll tell you, oh, no, Mike really thought he was the head coach. And that's exactly what happened. I'm guessing that. I don't know that for a fact. But that is what happened last year in Denver, because that's who Mike really, you know, sees himself as and what he really wants to be. And, you know, Vance Joseph for the Broncos had the worst time in the world communicating with Mike what he really wanted. And by the way, and you'd have to tell me, but Vance Joseph had like almost nothing to do with Mike McCoy being hired as the offense coordinator. I mean, really, it wasn't his call. So eventually he got to do what he wanted to do. And even now with Vance Joseph, it's questionable whether he's really hiring the coaches he wants or it's the GM that's doing that. So I guess I would put that back on you guys and ask you what that situation is like with Arizona.
Yeah, you know what, Darren? Boy, the similarities there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. What you just laid out, the similarities are definitely there. But once again, Mike McCoy has such a stellar reputation league-wide.
I know.
What do you have to say about that?
Let me tell you, he's a great guy, too. Like, I definitely consider myself friends with Mike McCoy. I've had just countless of great conversations with him. And it's just, I don't know, man. Everything is muddy with Mike McCoy's offense. Everything is, I'm listening to your broadcast because we were actually broadcasting at your station. And then we were driving over to the game. And I'm listening to your broadcast, second play of the game. I mean, Alfred Williams, my radio partner, were dying with laughter listening to you guys talk about how you got to call timeout on the second play of the game and what a mess it was. I mean, we're like high-fiving each other in the car like, yep, we've seen that before.
Wow.
And it was a disaster last night from the get-go. But that being said, your offensive line is just, I mean, terrible. I mean, it is so bad. And I have no doubts Josh Rosen is a good quarterback. You tell me, is that Mike McCoy's fault?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, again, I don't think Mike McCoy was working with a lot of stuff, but I do know right now, listen, you've got to be able to go out and execute. And a lot of people like to point to the lack of creativity with Mike McCoy for the most part.
Yeah. Right?
A lack of creativity. Darren, I will tell you right now, I'm not one of those people. Because I played 10 years in the league, I can tell you, productivity is what matters. Productivity, right? And you can run any play known to man, and if you execute it, if you got good players, the play will work.
I mean, Mike McCoy got Tim Tebow to the playoffs and won a playoff game. And I think he's been kind of riding that for a few years now.
I think you're right
now
about it, yes.
And I understand
It was an amazing year, but you got to put that year in perspective too. I mean, the Broncos won the AFC West with an 8-8 record.
Yeah.
I mean, they were 8-5 and lost their last three games. And don't forget, Mike McCoy was also teamed up with Adam Gase, who is, I think, a brilliant offensive mind. So it wasn't like Mike was doing it by himself.
Yes.
And that defense was unbelievable that year.
Let me ask you.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Let me ask you about Vance Joseph, right? How many coaches were replaced from year one to year two?
I don't even know. From the Broncos?
Yeah, for the Broncos, right.
Meaning Vance Joseph's is hired as last year.
I'm sorry, I got you. They fired Eric Studisville. They've a running backs coach, Tyke Tolbert, wide receivers coach, Brock Olivo, special teams coach, and Mike McCoy.
So about five coaches.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was a bloodletting, and we weren't sure how Joe Woods survived. And by the way, let me tell you, all those Vance Joseph's job, Joe Woods' job, I mean, everything was on the line last night for the Broncos. I mean, that was their Super Bowl. You know, like the whole Von Miller thing about kick their butt and all that,
yeah.
Trying to be nice here.
Thank you.
That was all pre-planned. I mean, he talked about it with his teammates, like, are you guys okay if I do this? That had nothing to do with the Cardinals, zero.
Right.
It had everything to do with just sort of getting his teammates going. That's how seriously the Broncos took this game.
This is Darren McKee, who you're hearing. He's the co-host of The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Let me agree with you 95%, because when you say this wasn't about the Cardinals, I totally believe you that Von Miller was speaking to his teammates. But I don't think he's going to say that if this game was an Arrowhead. I don't think he's going to New England that. So I think it has a lot to do with the fact, well, since we're playing the Cardinals, I need to do this. And
bit of a cherry pick, Vaughn.
Yeah. Is that fair?
Let's face it. It's very fair. Let's face it. We'll see you guys in 8 years back down here, right?
Exactly.
That's how that goes.
Yeah.
It's not like we see you twice a year. And it's funny because in the preseason, well, I mean, the Broncos Cardinals play every year, but Von Miller doesn't play.
Right.
You know, Larry Fitzgerald doesn't play in that game. So if you were ever going to do it, you know, a non-conference road opponent. But by the way, too, and you saw it last night, and it's got to be a little disheartening. That was like a home game for the Broncos.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was allowed to happen. So the Cardinals got to look at things. And, guys, this happened last year with Mike McCoy. You got to look at the top up. You can't just look at one scapegoat. You got to look at who's put everything together. That's less more learning in Denver.
I think everybody is under the magnifying glass
absolutely.
Right now. I think we all know that. Darren, thank you.
Have a good show,
appreciate
Darren. Great
you.
Effort.
All right, guys. Dilly dilly.
Thank
See you later.
You.